What if large corporations aren't innovation dinosaurs, but simply using the wrong operating system for discovery? New to big presents a revolutionary idea. Established companies don't need more innovation theater. They need a separate system for discovering and scaling growth opportunities. This insight emerged when serial entrepreneur David Kidder had a breakfast conversation with GE's Beth Comstock that sparked a revelation. Large enterprises excel at making the big bigger, improving existing businesses, but struggle with creating the new, discovering breakthrough opportunities. The market landscape has fundamentally shifted since 2001, with today's leaders, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Facebook, displacing traditional blue chips by prioritizing new growth over core efficiencies. To survive, established companies must build a growth operating system that runs alongside traditional business functions, combining startup agility with corporate scale to discover exponential growth. Corporate priorities have transformed dramatically over the past century. In the late 1800s, family-run corporations balanced care for employees, customers, and stockholders almost equally. By the 1970s, globalization and increased competition led to an efficiency obsession, particularly after Jensen and Meckling's influential 1976 paper claimed corporations weren't fulfilling their responsibility to shareholders. Executive compensation became tied to stock prices, and methodologies like Six Sigma directed all creative energy toward tweaking existing systems rather than true innovation. Companies became viewed as bundles of financial assets rather than groups of people solving customer problems. Today's triple pressure focus on customer value, contribute to society, and satisfy Wall Street requires a new management approach. The fundamental difference between startups and established companies lies in how they approach uncertainty. While traditional companies excel at growing market share and refining existing processes, they struggle with the unknowable, the territory where startups thrive. This requires shifting from thinking about total addressable market, TAM, to total addressable problem, identifying significant customer problems and working backward to define solutions. Becoming a growth leader requires abandoning comfortable practices that brought previous success. The most critical mindset shifts include 1. Turn outside in. Focus on external forces and market shifts rather than internal knowledge. One energy company exemplifies this by developing drone solutions while monitoring regulatory changes. 2. Focus on do versus say. Customer behavior reveals more truth than what customers say. Design experiments with clear asks requiring value exchange, like Tesla securing $1,000 deposits for Model 3 cars years before delivery. 3. Embrace productive failure. Lower the cost and increase the speed of learning through small, fast, cheap failures. WD-40, bubble wrap, and synthetic fabric dye all emerged from failures. 4. Expire your data. Business knowledge becomes outdated faster with each technological revolution. Many business models that failed during the dot-com boom, like Pets.com, have become profitable businesses 2 decades later. Chewy. 5. End your addiction to being right. Practice disagree and commit, like Intel's Andy Grove, allowing team members to voice disagreement while simultaneously committing to make the chosen path work. Discovery, the first step of the Growth OS, means exploring issues and identifying technologies that could address them effectively. This 6-step process involves assembling a small team, focusing on specific customer groups, exploring innovative enablers, technologies or business models, understanding ecosystems, plotting a discovery grid to visualize opportunities, and evaluating potential areas through sizing, timing, and fit. Validation formalizes entrepreneurship methodology for established companies through experiment-based learning. Unlike enterprises that typically skip the seed stage, this process tests 4 key assumptions. There's a cohesive customer group with a common problem, the solution actually solves that problem, and the business model is viable. OA teams consist of three co-founders, a commercial leader, a technical member, and an insights person, who commit to solving customer problems through rapid experimentation. Good validation experiments uncover insights about actual behaviors rather than relying on customer self-awareness. The guiding question is always, what's the quickest, cheapest thing we can do to decrease risk and increase confidence? This recursive process occurs across three interconnected seed stages: searching for the root cause of customer problems, putting solutions through their paces, and honing the business model. The Growth Board model applies venture capital funding principles to enterprise growth investments, investing small amounts when risk is high and continuing funding as projects show progress. This addresses a fundamental problem. Entrepreneurs with innovative ideas lack viable pathways to market, facing budget cycles, ROI demands, and resistance from those protecting existing revenue streams. Corporate executives must embrace the large portfolio of bets approach, understanding that venture capital returns follow power law distributions. 65% of investments lose money, 25% provide moderate returns, and only 10% generate significant profits. Growth board members serve as investors, sounding boards, and diplomats with three key responsibilities: setting growth goals, managing portfolio health, and enabling growth capability. New to big growth can only succeed if led by senior leaders, particularly the CEO. This is non-negotiable. The ideal growth board consists of 6 to 8 executives with a mix of commercial and financial backgrounds who have the moral, financial, and strategic authority to make decisions. Implementing the Growth OS requires defining success, either through new growth, launching innovative offerings, or growth capability, creating sustainable systems for portfolio building. Since everything in established companies is designed for big to bigger work, an operations team of creative problem solvers is essential to remove barriers that would otherwise slow innovation teams. The implementation process involves three phases: configuring a pilot, 9 months, expanding into business units, 12 to 18 months, and scaling across the organization, 18 to 24 months. Citi's D10X program exemplifies successful scaling, having launched nearly 100 active startups across major businesses while maintaining core operations. The best predictor of new to big success is the CEO's mindset. Organizations must preserve their entrepreneurial energy to avoid stasis and decline by playing to win rather than just playing not to lose. While you may not be a founder, you can be a re-founder, like Microsoft's Satya Nadella, who challenged his company to look beyond legacy products and invest in cloud computing, AI, and strategic acquisitions. Your leadership legacy depends on transforming your organization to contribute to an equitable, accessible, and sustainable future. With your resources and scale, you can make change happen instantly. The question isn't whether you can afford to embrace this new approach, it's whether you can afford not to.